The Hobart is an interesting one. I mean, it's a historic shipwreck. It's actually protected under the legislation. It was sunk in about 2002 intentionally as a dive site, and this was probably about 8 kilometers west of Werner Cove near Yankalilla. So it's about an hour and a half south of Adelaide to drive down, and then if you just launch a boat off, it's not far at all to get out there. It's in about 30 meters. At that limit of where most recreational divers dive to, and it's a warship.
I mean, one of the interesting parts about the Hobart is it was also involved in probably one of our very few friendly fire incidents.
The vessel was commissioned in the mid-60s, so it was one of the Australian vessels that went to war in Vietnam. And while there was an incident where another vessel mistakenly fired upon it, and a couple of Australian crewmen were killed in that incident. That was in 67, and it was deployed there about 3 times through to 1970. After the war, it came back to Australia and really spent most of its time operating in the Australian coastal waters and in Papua New Guinea. I think it was finally decommissioned in the year 2000. Once it was decommissioned, it was really another couple of years before it was brought down to South Australia and reverted to a dive site. It's actually, in the last 10 plus years, it has accumulated a natural sort of coating of corals and is colonized by fish that make this a really sort of a spectacular dive to get down and have a look at. The site itself has been specially prepared for divers, so it has safe ingresses into the vessel where you can enter in and sufficient openings for you to safely get out. The vessel itself is, by and large, beyond that, mostly intact. You've got the gun, you've got the toilets, you've got the bridge. There are some real sort of parts of the vessel as it used to be that you can interact with. You don't just have to get down to 30 meters to enjoy diving on this vessel. I mean, the first you encounter the smokestack and the mast within the first 5 meters, and as you descend down to the deck, you're probably, in sort of the mid-20s. It's as safe a dive as anywhere. You want to watch the current and the tide, so get there at the right time. Basically, you want to look for a slack tide or a dodge tide to dive on it, because the current does pick up a bit. Beyond that, it's a really enjoyable dive. It's quite a popular dive with a lot of the dive clubs, and I think if you're going to be diving in South Australia, it should be in your top five.